Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
His name is Joe.
Instead of fighting with these people, what I do is I throw stats at them. Let them go with it.
The Adventures of Joe.
But I've actually got to the point now when somebody starts arguing with me, prove your facts. I go, now.
All right, what do you say to that?
You didn't prove yours. Mine you can find at the CDC or on the FBI website. You need to do your own homework. Because when you spoon feed them, even when you do that, they tell you you're wrong, even though they have nothing to back it up with. Just like AOC. Nothing.
It hadn't been forgotten, I do.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Pleasure to have you with me, 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. I always appreciate the time that you are spending with us here on the air, in the chat room, and texting and tweeting again. Just being part of the real solution. Okay? It ain't that high. It ain't that hard. I say high. Look, there's a picture of Biden, Hunter Biden on my screen. Anyway, you know, again, there is a lot going on out there. But there's been people, on a regular basis that, have been, it's just amazing. There are people on a regular basis that want to keep pounding away at the president, President Trump, the real president, because he won't let go of the past. He won't let go of the 2020 election. I'm not there. And listen, when he does a rally, he shouldn't spend 2.5 hours talking about that election. But there's no reason in the world why he can't run down and say, we lost that election because. That election was stolen because. We're seeing more and more evidence that shows that it was stolen. Dinesh D'Souza's new movie shows it was stolen because. You see what I'm saying? Lay out the fact. Stop getting on the man's case, because we're short-minded. Really, as Americans, if we don't keep it up in your face, we're short-minded about it. So it's just amazing to me. Again, be supportive. I don't want to hear him go on and on and on a regular basis and how it was stolen and all this other stuff. But I do want to hear the facts of how it was stolen. Not all the little details, just quick facts. And then move along on how we can make it better. Move along on how we can get the people in we need to get in now. Move along on how he's backing certain people and what he needs from us. Do that. People will get a. We already know what went down. You're not going to win anybody new over. We already know. Do you know what I'm saying? I can have so much fun here. Nancy Pelosi, she's at it again. Right? And she says, what I agree on is that whatever I believe or agree with the popes on is not necessarily what public policy should be in the U.S. But she will sit there and tell you, as a Catholic, she needs to do this. As a Catholic, I need to look at things from a standpoint of how can I help the poor? How can I help the devil? Well, what does a Catholic have to do with that? Don't non-religious people do good things for the poor? The downtrodden, what have you? Or only Catholics? Just curious. Right? I don't get it. And I don't get why we let her get away with it. We need to speak up more. And again, you don't have to go after every little thing, but we do need to speak up more. And you won't have the things going. Look at the parents that are going into the schools that are making things happen. That's really what you want to be involved in. That's who you want to be engaged with. So anyhow, again I say, 855, I want to hear from you. 855-732-5563. 855-REAL-JOE. You see people like Senator Paul, Rand Paul, Jordan and others going after these, asking these people coming into the commissions, asking them real questions. Not softball questions. We should be taking chunks out of those. Taking a little sound bites out of those and playing them and beating up on them. Right? When you look at, again, just look at the Capitol, the stuff going on at the Capitol on January 6th. Don't just spew out or scream out, it was rigged, it was a setup, it was a this, it was a that. Be specific. When you talk about them, right? Just lay out what happened. See, look, I don't just say it was rigged because. I say it was rigged because if you watch the clips that they don't want you to see, that are all over that big bad interweb, when you watch those clips, you see that the Capitol Police were removing the barriers. I put them up, they were removing the barriers and ushering people in. Well, why would you do that? You know, if you didn't want them in there, if you didn't think it was okay for them to be there, why would you do that? And now they're trying to say that President Trump pressured Pence. How was he going to pressure? I don't get it. How did he pressure Pence? What do you tell him? He wouldn't bring him on as vice president? No, he probably was pressuring Pence to say, do your constitutional job. The VP can send it back to a state. If there is issues with the votes, if there are certain irregularities, they can send it back to the states, the state legislature to fix. What were they afraid of? Why were they afraid of that happening? Why were they afraid of the state legislatures picking up on this and having to do their constitutional job? Anyway. Joe Messina, your host, don't go far. David Horowitz joins me after the break. Got a lot to talk about, too, with his new book. We'll be right back.
Term Lifeline script in 3, 2, 1. Term life insurance. Everybody should have the right protection, and there's only one place to get it. The Term Lifeline.
I can't read this script anymore. There's a script. Listen,
let me talk from my heart. We all know why we need term life insurance, in case the unforeseen happens. Well, I have a family too, and if anything happens to me, I want to make sure my house and my debts are handled, and my family has enough money to take care of them for a long time. So about a year ago, I called the Term Lifeline. I got a very affordable price for a $500,000 policy. I want to make sure my family's protected if something happens to me. If you already have term life insurance, call us and get more coverage. It never hurts. Or see if you're paying too much right now. If you don't have term life insurance, you definitely need to call us. Here's the number. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070. Not available in all states.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name is Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You would see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. And here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Been established that persons who have recently died have been returning to life and committing acts of murder.
You know this man.
Go ahead. Make my day.
We are back. Welcome back. David Horowitz is going to I shouldn't get in front of myself here. But no, I always love when David joins me because I tell you, the guy's a genius. Just a genius. And we'll just hear from him. How's that?
God, I love when I have him on the show. I don't have him on the show enough. David Horowitz joins me, author of I Can't Breathe and so much more. Head over to frontpagemag.com. Frontpagemag.com. Check it out. And, David, thanks so much for being with me. I really appreciate it.
Thanks for having me, Joe.
All right. So, you know, I mean,
I like
you,
the subtitle of the I Can't Breathe book is Our Racial Hoax is Killing America. People have to understand that we're in the grips of a complete racial hoax. There is systemic racism in America. It's called affirmative action. but there's not a single police department that's systemically racist. How do I know that? Because the 1964 Civil Rights Act outlawed systemic racism. So if there were actual cases of it, there would be massive lawsuits by all these ambulance chasers like Benjamin Crump and all the Black Lives Matter lawyers, wouldn't there? But there is no tsunami of lawsuits because there's no systemic racism. It's just a myth that the Democrats use to beat up everybody in their path.
You know, David, you know, it's so true. I've got a couple of black co-hosts on during the week, and they constantly have taught me that systemic racism only comes from one place, the Democratic Party, period.
Yeah.
And we need to keep calling them out.
That's the official policy of the Biden administration. The world's biggest liar by far. All right? Did you see what he's saying? Well, first of all, he went to Buffalo to say that all Republicans are mass murderers. And now it turns out this mentally deranged kid wasn't even a conservative.
Oh, yeah.
He hated Fox, Rupert Murdoch, Greg Gutfeld, Ben Shapiro. Just unbelievable what's going on in our country.
But, David, it's not just racism. It's not just the black on white. You know, you've talked about this in the past, too. They're attacking every foundation of the country, male and female, family as a whole.
They hate America. They're fascists. They're communists. It's the same thing. They hate the American system. They don't like democracy. Everything they've done in the last 10, 20 years, I wrote a whole book on this called The Enemy Within, has been to eliminate the foundations of our democratic order. They're against the First Amendment, which is the main pillar of democracy. They're against the Second Amendment, which is related to that. They want to abolish the Electoral College, which forces people to compromise. Yeah. That is in the Constitution. They want to abort the Supreme Court, is one of their slogans. They want to make the country ungovernable. That's insurrection. But, you know, we're living in a lawless country now, but the reason it's lawless is because of the people in charge. It's Biden who's the root cause of the lawlessness. Not to mention that snake Merrick Garland, who's his rubber stamp attorney general.
Well, I thought it was quite interesting that the, you know, when they're protesting out in front of the Supreme Court homes, that even though there is a federal law prohibiting that, nobody acted on it. Nobody wanted to act on it. And the best they would do, finally, after being pounded on for days, he had marshals go and hang out in front of the houses. It's like, really, this is the best you're going to do for these people? Can you imagine if it was flipped?
Terrible.
Yeah.
It's communist morality. Trotsky, Russian revolutionary, for those who are too young to know, he wrote a pamphlet called Their Morals and Ours. Their morals are bourgeois morals, which is law-abiding, decent. Our morals are the end justifies the means. So that's what's going on here, that these people in the Democrat Party, who are communists in sheep's clothing, is what they are. Their attitude is whatever advances our ends, which is to save the planet, is justified. See, so intimidating justices, which means destroying the independence of the judiciary, is right up their alley. They see nothing wrong with it. Lying serves their purposes, so there's nothing wrong with that. And you could just go on and on. Obviously, criminality. This is the most pro-crime. I can't get over how Republicans, they're so polite. They call the Democrats soft on crime. They're pro-crime. They think that criminals are socialists redistributing income, getting reparations, and so forth. They're pro-crime, which is why we have these terrible crime waves in the country.
And you know what? But the surprise in their face, look, I live near downtown L.A., okay? And I have friends that live up in the Sacramento, San Jose areas. And so I live near downtown. I won't go down there anymore. And it's not even because I want to worry about stepping in a pile of human crap. It's because I don't want to be accosted down there. Because there's nobody moving on it. There's nobody protecting you down there. And there, and you've got this guy Gascon, who they're trying to recall right now, telling you that things are actually better. You know, and it's got to be a sickness, David.
These Soros-funded prosecutors should get life sentences when the Republicans take power. But it ain't going to happen. But that's what they deserve.
You're such an optimist. I mean, if the Republicans take control, what do you think changes this time?
What do I think changes?
Well, I mean when they've had control. They've been able to do things in the past.
Yeah, but I don't think, for example, Trump knew a tenth of the problem he was facing.
I agree with you.
I mean, a lot of it even shocked me. I've been around a long time watching this. Trump was a liberal, but I've been a conservative a long time, and I'm shocked by the level of corruption and what's happened to the Democrat Party, even though, you know, our whole school system, we need to defund the schools, or better yet, create a universal voucher system so that no money, no federal money or state money goes directly to the school districts, which are controlled by Marxists. It goes to the parents in the form of scholarships or vouchers.
I agree.
That puts the power in the hands of the people. And then they can form their own schools.
You know, it's funny. Truly giving power back to the people. I'll tell you what. I have met with over 1,100 moms probably in the last 4 or 5 months. And the majority of them had no clue.
We'll be back in a minute. You can hear how many of those people actually had no clue. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
901-424-5218. 901-424-5218. That's 901-424-5218.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News, I'm Victor Paul. Futures markets were sharply lower just one day after the Fed hiked interest rates, the largest in 3 decades, in an effort to put a lid on rising inflation. Here is Revere Wealth Management market strategist Scott Fullman.
The Swiss National Bank raised their interest rate by 50 basis points, and that move was completely unexpected. But we also saw a 25 basis point increase out of London this morning.
So far this year, interest rates are up 1.5%. As Russia kept up attacks in eastern Ukraine on Thursday, a Ukrainian official said that tens of thousands of people have been killed since the start of the war in February. The Ukrainian defense minister specified the death toll in an interview, saying that the number of dead is well above all official accounts that have been reported thus far. This is USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
You live here?
Yes.
Well, maybe you know what a zombie is.
When a person dies and is buried, it seems there's certain voodoo priests who have the power to bring him back to life.
Horrible.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own. You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders, not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
Coming to your host, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-RealJoe, 855-732-5563. I don't want to waste any time. Love when I have this guy on with me. David Horowitz joins me. He's the author of I Can't Breathe, How a Racial Hoax is Killing America. And David, I do mean that sincerely. I do always appreciate my time with you because you've been through the whole gambit. I mean, I love the fact that you used to call yourself a red diaper baby, and you've come from there. You've come from fighting for, freedom of speech at Berkeley to look at what's happening today. I bet you never thought you would be on this side of the aisle, so to speak.
Not when I was young. In fact, I swore to myself I would never cross over. But then, the Black Panthers murdered my friend and was supported by the whole left, as they support all the murderers on the left. The Vietnam War was lost because the left was successfully able to get America to withdraw. And then when the communists proceeded to slaughter 2.5 million Indochinese peasants, there wasn't one single demonstration against that by the so-called anti-war movement. So I saw I was among people whose their words sounded fine, very seductive, social justice, peace. But what they really were criminals who hated America and wanted to bring us down. Evil. The left is evil. The Democrat Party is an evil party. Actually, yeah. I was told that when I first... But it was always as a joke. Conservatives. That was Stan Evans. I remember him. This was 40 years ago. And he was giving a speech, and he said, there's two parties. The stupid party and the evil party. Where, of course, the stupid party is Republicans. Which is true.
You can't argue that point.
Sometimes they get together and they do bipartisan legislation, which is stupid and evil. But it was a joke. But it's not a joke.
No, it's true. They do it right in front of your face, and we let them get away with it. I mean, they're so blatant with it now. They do it right in front of you.
Nancy Pelosi is an accomplice to murder, literally. Ashley Babbitt was murdered in cold blood. It's all on video.
Yep.
On January 6th.
I agree with that.
By a black Capitol policeman whom Nancy Pelosi protected and got off with no investigation, exonerated him. So she's an accomplice to that murder. That's how bad they are. And not to mention the southern border, what they've done to destroying the border.
Mm-hmm.
2 million, according to the General Accounting Office, I'll make this short. 2 million illegals in this country translates into 730,000 convicted felons in our prisons who are here illegally.
Wow.
Who've committed a million drug crimes, 134,000 assaults, 30,000 murders. These are actual statistics. That's what they're letting in. I mean, of course, there's kids among them who are victims of the Biden administration, just like the kids in our schools are victims of the Democrats. Anyway,
I don't want you to go past this because it's something I talk about a lot, and you're much more knowledgeable in this area than I am. You know, you talk about what's going on in education. I said, guys, this has been going on for decades. What's been in our history books, what's in our social studies books, our government books, we've had nothing but lefties in our high schools, junior high schools, and colleges. So it's nothing new to see this stuff. It's just all of a sudden the parents, when we did this whole homeschool distance learning thing, they started to see what was happening. And now they want the power back, and look at what the DOJ is doing them. I had to actually say at one of my board meetings, if you drag one of these parents out, you'll have to drag me out with them. They have a right to speak, and we're going to give them a right to speak. My other board members are not in line with me.
This is how a police state operates, Merrick Garland. These are fascist people. Fascists. They're not Democrats. They're not Americans. Americans either. They're fascists. They're an alien force. They want to destroy America. They think America is a racist, systemically racist, white supremacist, capitalist exploiting country. That's their mentality. They're not of us or for us.
Do you think they really believe that? Or you think that they use that to gain power, to create strife and gain power?
No, I think they really believe. I think that Nancy Pelosi, many years ago, I mean, Congress people get the opportunity to name a day in the honor of their heroes. And Nancy Pelosi's hero, get ready for this, was Harry Bridges, who was a Soviet agent that the government spent a decade trying to deport.
Oh, my God. Well, did you...
That's who Nancy Pelosi is. She's a communist.
Did you hear the speech? But did you hear the speech that Hillary Clinton gave when she just threw all kinds of accolades on Margaret Sanger? Right?
Who was a Nazi. Listen, my mother, the Planned Parenthood is controlled by the actual Communist Party. When my mother lost her job in the school system, she resigned because she didn't want to face the music because she was a card-carrying communist. She was hired by Planned Parenthood. And she created the Margaret Sanger Library at Planned Parenthood. And she won, and I attended the ceremony, the first Margaret Sanger Award. Margaret Sanger thought that the reason she created Planned Parenthood is she thought that people should be bred like horses and inferior races weeded out. And blacks were the inferior race, which is why Planned Parenthood, the main centers of the Planned Parenthood abortion mill are in black neighborhoods. It's a genocide that they're committing. And they defend it as being a certain, you know, man, you've got a California congresswoman who's an idiot, Potter, I think is her name, who Katie Porter, that's who it is, who claims that it's beneficial to the black community to kill their babies.
But they believe this.
You have to pinch yourself to think that you're in the same world as these people. I know, they convert everything. They project every hatred they have onto other people.
Listen,
what's the fountain of hate in our country? Why is there so much hate? Because the Democrat Party operates on hate, demonizing Republicans, calling them racist. And what? I mean, Donald Trump received an NAACP award with Muhammad Ali and Rosa Parks for crying out tears. Call him a white supremacist. It's just a rape of the language.
But, you know, we're at that point. I don't know if you saw, I want to get your take on the one, not the whole committee, but on the 1-6 committee, January 6th committee, and you're looking now where they're even refusing to give the DOJ information. You know, well, what are they hiding? What's going on there? And I want to talk to you about Durham, too.
Well, if you look, you know, if you, for example, watch the Greg Kelly show on Newsmax TV, you'll see the videos of the Capitol Police urging people to go into the Capitol, opening the doors for them, waving them in. That was a setup by Nancy Pelosi to trap conservatives, trap Trump supporters, so they could have this witch hunt. I mean, we have political prisoners now in our country for the first time.
Yeah, that's a true statement. That's a very true statement.
Yeah, I mean, they're charged with trespassing. They've been in jail for a year. Some of them in solitary confinement. When the Capitol Police invited them in.
No bail, right? And they're not getting some of their basic rights. It's unheard of.
The Washington jail is like the jails in Nazi Germany. And in Soviet Russia.
Wow. Yeah, it's. I have an aunt, and you'll appreciate this. She's 84, 85 years old. She came here from Italy after they were liberated. She was, I think, 11 years old or what have you. And every time we get her on the phone, she starts crying. She says, "Look, your young people don't know what they're missing here. They don't know what they're giving up."
Oh, they don't.
That's right. They don't know what they're giving up. They don't know what they're missing. Come on back, and you'll find out how to fix that.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunny Bay.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together.
People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Austin Powers always defeats me because he has Joe.
Joe?
Joe. The life force, the essence, the right stuff. What the French call a certain, I don't know what.
We are back. I'm seeing your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-THE-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5562. Let's get back at it. Thanks, GCN on the Genesis Communication Network. Always appreciate the time that you're spending with me. David Horowitz, joins me, a best-selling author of I Can't Breathe, How a Racial Hoax is Killing America. And David, again, always love the time you spend with me. Just scary. We were talking about my aunt, 84, 85 years old, came here from Italy right after. Actually, David, she came over on a ship in steerage, okay? She remembers coming over and being petrified, on the ship, you know, and getting to America and really not knowing what to expect and not trusting anybody around her. To today telling, saying exactly what you just said before we went to break. These kids haven't been taught truly what real fascism is about, what real communism is about.
No. They've been indoctrinated in communist ideas. There isn't a... You could go through 4 years of any college in this country and never once encounter a conservative adult.
Wow.
They purged. They got away with purging the faculties of conservatives. And it's not an accident when the country is no longer evenly split. I think the American people have waked up and are now joining the ranks of the conservatives. But when the country was pretty much 50-50, the faculties of these schools, like in the history departments, was 35 to 1.
Yeah.
35 Democrats to 1 Republican.
Yep.
That doesn't happen by accident.
No. But listen, I won't say we've been cowards, but we've always been, and you've said it, and I've kind of built on it, where I said, look, we play by the Marcus of Queensbury rules, and they're into guerrilla warfare.
Yeah.
And until we decide to step up, it's not going to work.
Where have you heard a Republican say that Joe Biden and his administration is a criminal administration?
Not a one.
And yet, destroying the borders is completely illegal and unconstitutional. You can't do it by executive order the way he did it. Flying illegals into the interior of the country, all over the country, because the design is to create Democrats all over the place. But anyway, doing that in the middle of the night shows that Biden knows he's a criminal. Otherwise, he would fly them in the daytime. But they steal taxpayer money to fund these trips.
Yep.
And they do it as criminals would do it. This is all criminal stuff, not to mention the murder of Ashley Babbitt.
You know, some people feel like we're too far gone, David. Some people feel like we're not going to be able to get it back. I'm not one of those people.
Conservatives' virtue, which is realism, is also a flaw. Conservatives are realistic so that they're fatalists. They understand the bad realities that we have, and they throw in the towel before the battle is over.
Look at those moms that I was telling you about that I was meeting with, that I was talking with. Some of them have shown up to 5, 6, 7 meetings, and they go, why do this? We're not getting anywhere. And I said, look, you're fighting 30 years of garbage. You're not going to turn it around in a few meetings. You need to have 30 or 40 people at every meeting. You need to be calling us out for real and not letting the pressure up for a long time. Do you agree?
Absolutely. Yeah. These communist teachers are worse than the communists were 50 years ago, or I think it's more than that. When I was 9 years old, I marched in a communist-run May Day parade in New York with the local 555 of the teacher unions, which was controlled by the Communist Party. So this has been going on a very long time. But my parents, I checked this with a famous anti-communist who happened to be a student of my father's. When he was a teacher at Seward Park High School. And I asked him, did my father try to indoctrinate you? And he said, no. He taught me how to be a journalist. So my parents were more respectful of what they would have called bourgeois values than these communists today are straight-out criminals. I mean, I've had yelling fights with teachers saying you can't. Where I'm saying, you can't indoctrinate kids. Oh, yes, I can. That's straight up.
They're in your face about it.
Yeah.
You know, David.
And
David, look, I am no genius, but about 12 years ago, one of the things that I noticed was the Democrats, the lefties, were taking over the language. You know, they were using the word racist for anything. They were using certain words that we had a solid meaning for. I don't know if you picked up on this, but the teachers are now calling parents caregivers. They don't call them parents. They don't even call them stakeholders. They're calling them caregivers.
And they call them, what do they call them? Birthing people.
I know. I think that one's gonna bite them, and is biting them right now. You know.
It's all in Orwell. George Orwell wrote a book, 1984, about all this garbage, and it's all in there, including the Ministry of Truth, which they put on hold. apparently today.
The communists, when you talk about this, this goes back to the 50s when the idea was attack the family, attack basic principles, attack the foundations of moral values, and they knew they would be able to take us over and make sure you take over education, correct?
Absolutely. Destroy the family. Well, they want to destroy any institution or organization that they don't control. That's why they hate Christianity and religion generally. Because if you're truly religious, your allegiance is to a higher power than Joe Biden.
We can't have that. No, I always joke that they perceive themselves to be the new gods of Mount Olympus. You know, Biden, Pelosi, Schumer, and the rest of them. You know, listen to us. We're so smart. We're so godly. We know better than you. We got a couple of minutes left, and I want to ask you your opinion on Durham. You know, with today's DOJ, will anything really come out of the Durham investigation, even if he lays it out and plays it
out? They're going to try to fix everything. You know, first of all, Hillary is an arch criminal. Money they stole through the Clinton Foundation, we're talking like $100 million.
Yep.
She violated the espionage laws by putting classified information on a non-secure server. I'm very familiar with the espionage law, because when I was a radical, I violated it. We had an agent from the NSA, National Security Agency, which was totally secret then. Nobody knew what it was. Walked into our radical offices at Rampart's Magazine and started divulging national secrets, including code words. How do I know that? Because one of the radicals in our office had been in the 82nd Airborne in intelligence, and so he knew the code. He was shaking when he saw the code words. And we were advised that I called a Harvard constitutional lawyer, and he advised me on how to commit the treason. He said, just deny that there's any documents, because the law is a little archaic. And it's written you can't take classified documents out of a government building. And taking the computer out of the computer information is exactly parallel to taking a paper document out. So I know what the SB, so she violated it. And she's walking around. Who knows how many of our intelligence officials died because of her. You know, fortunately, when I did it, I'm still ashamed of it. I was young, but that's no real excuse. But I was brought up by communists, so that's sort of an excuse. But the New York Times in those days was a patriotic institution, unlike it is today. And they got some intelligence official to deny that the code had been broken, as we were claiming. Wow. And denied that we knew what we were talking about.
Yeah, it was broken. It was broken.
But you can't. The CIA today, this guy Brennan, all of them are traitors. They all try to frame Trump.
The sad part about this is, you know, I grew up in a very mafia-infected area when I was a kid in Boston. And these people today think that if they get in bed with the communists, that they're going to be fine, they're going to be safe, they're going to be covered. And you look at it and you go, no, I saw people get killed that were in the group for a long time. There's no allegiance to you. There's no loyalty to you because you're on their side. But listen, we're running out of time. Tell people how to get your books, how to hear more about you.
Yeah, I have a... You can go to HorowitzBooks.com. It's the easiest way. All my books are up there. Sample chapters, tables of contents.
Yeah, you heard them. HorowitzBooks.com. God bless, people. Have a great rest of the day. We'll catch you here tomorrow.